Tonight, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Cadillac Eldorado valued at $35,679 for $610. All the prizes and a cash jackpot of $50,000 for $830. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim.
Thank you so much. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Delighted to have you with us, where someone could walk away with over $100,000 in cash and prizes at any time. So nice to have you here. Three challengers waiting, and here to introduce them, Summer Bartholomew. Hello, Summer.
Nice daytime dress there, right?
What I'd wear to the supermarket, of course.
Every day. What do you have for us?
We have, for our first contestant, he's a number lover from Hawthorne, California. Here's Jack Winkle.
Hi, Jack.
Our second contestant does not do anything halfway. Originally from Newark, New Jersey, say hello to Andra Racy-Barkas.
Hello, Andra.
Our third contestant doesn't practice what he preaches. Originally from Santa Fe, New Mexico, let's welcome Buck Riley.
Hello, Buck. You have some nice instant bargains coming up later, right?
All right, we'll look forward to those, Summer. Right now, we'll get acquainted with these nice people. Jack, a number lover, what does that mean?
I can see or hear any number, serial number, something like that, and remember it. It's great for phone numbers,
really?
Things like that.
Oh, yeah. I imagine that would come in handy. Well, you're going to look at a lot of them up here if you get a crack, say, at the Fame Game board or something.
Maybe, looking forward to
maybe
it.
Maybe it'll work out well for you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Andra, you do not do anything halfway. What is meant by that?
Well, when I first moved to California, some friends of mine recommended that I try mountain climbing. And they recommended that I climb Mount Whitney, which happens to be the tallest peak in America.
Yeah. Did you do it?
Halfway.
Good to have you here. Buck, you don't practice what you preach. What does that mean?
Well, Jim, I wrote a book on gambling, and I never have won anything following the advice I gave in the book.
So. Oh, well, it's interesting stories. Nice to have all three of you here, and don't give me any advice, Buck, please. $20 starts off all three players. No gambling. We're looking for your knowledge right now as you try this question. According to a famous film title, when did John Voight's cowboy get in the saddle? 100.
Midnight.
Midnight is what it is. Midnight Cowboy. $5 for the correct answer, and Andre goes to 25. What are square, overhand, and granny? Check.
Serves?
No. Square, overhand, and granny, they are all knots. They're all types of knots. Incorrect answer costs you $5. You go down to 15. In 1588, what country's navy defeated the Spanish Armada?
Great Britain.
That's right. England, you're right for $5. You go to 25. Who made the staring statement, give me liberty or give me death? Jack.
Patrick Henry.
Patrick Henry is right. Jack, quick to the buzzer. He goes back up to the $20 mark. She had a dumb boyfriend, a heartless boyfriend, and a cowardly boyfriend. Name the girl who went with these wimps to see the Wizard of Oz. Andra.
Dorothy.
Dorothy. Yeah, I love that. See these wimps to see the wizard. And Andra has another $5, goes into the lead. Well, when an instant bargain comes up on Sale of the Century, being in the lead can be very important because the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. And also, as Andra well knows, a sale surprise with a bonus could come up at any time. Andra, you have a $5 lead over Buck. Your option, you can buy this.
It's a wish come true, this stunning lady's ring, made in Italy of 18-karat gold with full-cut diamonds. Yours with a gift certificate from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. This lovely ring is normally priced at $800, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Oh, isn't that nice? Well, you know why we call it Sale of the Century. $800 ring can be yours for just $5. By coincidence, that would put you in a tie with Buck. I want to start the day off good, Andra. I'm going to give you $100 in cash to go with it to buy some polish. A $900 bargain for the value of one question. Going once. Going to cheat and buy that ring. It's off. Enjoy the money. You've got the ring. For just $5, we knock that off your score, and you are indeed in a tie. Buck and Andra, 25. Jack trailing by one question to 20. Back with this for all three players. In chess, only one piece goes in any direction as far as... Jack!
The king.
No. Quick buzzer cost you. Any direction as far as it wants. What piece is that? That is only the queen. The king can only make one move. The queen can go across the board. And again, you lose $5. That quick buzzer will cost you sometimes. By what collective name do we know the first 10 amendments to the Constitution? Andra.
The Bill of Rights.
Bill of Rights is right. Andra, very quick with that buzzer back into the lead. In literature, Aramis, Porthos, and Athos were better known, but...
The Three Musketeers.
That's what they were known as, and Buck ties Andra again to $30. Yeah. Close game. Time now for the Fame Game, where we play not for $5, but we play for a pick of that Fame Game board, where there are money cards, prizes, cash. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I was born in 1935. I learned hillbilly and blues songs from records. In 1954, I made my first commercial record. I created a sensation on the Ed Sullivan Show. Buck taking a chance?
Elvis Presley.
And the chance pays off. That's who it is. Yeah. Elvis Presley. Well, Buck, you've got a pick of the board. Nine numbers up there. You're going to get what's behind one of them. What number do you want?
Number five.
And behind number five, we have $10!
$10 money card. Those money cards, very important. We add the $10 money card to Buck's score, and he goes into the lead now at $40. Interesting with Elvis Presley. I didn't realize. He made 28 motion pictures. We'll be back to a good game right after this. We are back, and as we ended the first round, Buck went into the lead, finding that $10 money card. He's at 40. Andra's already got a beautiful ring and some cash at 30, and Jack not out of it at 15. We're back with this. What's the French name of the creamy potato soup that's flavored, Andra?
Vichyssoise.
With leeks, chicken stock, and served cold? Nicely anticipated. You are right. And I'll get closer to being $5 a buck. Name the ceremonial march that is the official song of the president of... Andra.
Hail to the chief.
You got it. Hail to the chief. President of the United States gets that. You get another five. The name of this mythical beast derives from the Latin words meaning one horn. Andra.
A unicorn.
Three in a row for Andra. She is back in the lead. Unicorn it is. From what small nut will grow a mighty oak? Jack?
Acorn.
Acorn is right. Jack is back to the $20 mark. But it is Andra back in the lead. Another instant bargain. She's very happy because Andra, with a slender $5 lead, you can buy this.
Andrea, the halls will be alive with the sound of music with one of the finest integrated audio systems from Denmark. Elegantly designed with fantastic sound. Turntable, cassette recorder, and AM/FM receiver. It's furnished by Beverly Stereo. This fantastic stereo system is normally priced at $1,095. And today on Sale of the Century Tour, it's for only $10.
Well, thank you, Summer. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that lovely, Andra?
It's beautiful.
Do you have anything like this at home?
Nothing like that at all.
Nothing like...
Oh. Not at all.
$10. If you bought it for $10, you would be trailing by $5. Does that scare you a little bit?
He's a good contestant.
How about...
Yeah.
They're both good contestants.
But I'm trailing him. I'm not trailing him.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you would be trailing him, but I'll cut the price. I'll sell it to you for $6. You would be trailing by $1, but you'd have an over $1,000 stereo system. Bye. Going once. Bye. 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 Goes with it. Where is it? Thank you, Summer. Andra, you've got that $1,095 stereo system for $6, and included with that, you've also got yourself a surprise of one. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, $800 in cash. Hang on to that for after. Thank you, sir. $1,895 bargain for $6. Well done. We knocked the $6 off your score. As promised, you're trailing by just $1. Back with us. This flightless African creature is the largest bird. Jack?
Ostrich.
That's the largest bird alive. You're right, and Jack goes to 25. You're getting to feel Jack a little bit now, Andra? Okay. Who was the American Secretary of State who shared the 1973 Nobel Peace Prize? Buck?
Kissinger.
He shared it with North Vietnam's Lee Duc Tho. You are right, Kissinger it is. And Buck has another $5, $6 lead. Which American city, before being renamed in 1664, had been called New Amsterdam? Andra.
New York.
Yes, just beating Jack to the buzzer. Andra adds another $5. $1 separates you and Buck again. In the legend, the people of Troy were stunned when something unexpected... Andra.
The Trojan horse.
I love the wording. Something unexpected came out... I'm sorry, but our judge wants more information, though.
The troops came out of the Trojan horse.
Troops, soldiers, that's what we needed. I knew you had it there, and you're right, Andra, for another $5. Yeah, we needed the soldiers or the Greeks that came out of the Trojan horse. You've added it. You're right. Who played right-hand man to Robinson Crusoe? Jack?
Friday.
Friday is right. Yes, and Jack adds another $5. Yes, indeed. Right-hand man, I like that wording. You know, when he was asked who did the housework, Robinson Crusoe said, "Thank God it's Friday." We'll be right back. Well,
Andra has done some buying. She's over the $2,700 mark in cash and prizes already, and she has the lead. Andra's at 49, Buck at 45, Jack at 30. We go back to the Fame Game. Another crack at that Fame Game board. We've added a $15 money card up there. Find that. We'll add $15 to your score. We're looking for a famous place. I am one of the world's capital cities, as well as a cultural and financial center. I was the residence of the Habsburgs. Jack.
Brussels, Belgium.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question. You're not playing the Fame Game for dollars, so you stay at $30, but you're out of the rest of the question. For Andra and Buck, I'll continue. I was the residence. Andra, what?
Vienna.
You didn't need any more information. You are right. It is indeed Vienna. And Andra, you have that Kickadack Fame Game board.
My husband told me to pick a lucky one.
And behind number one, we have $5.
There's another money card. $5 money card. We add that to Andra's score. She goes over the $50 mark. That was a good choice your husband had for you. Jack, you're back in now as all three players try this $5 question. Zimbabwe, a nation in southern Africa, Andra?
Rhodesia.
Was known until 1980 as what? You are right, Rhodesia, it is. Nice anticipation. Because they are often sponsored by toiletry companies, what name is given to daytime dramas? Jack?
Soaps.
That's right. That's where the name comes from. Soap, soap operas. You're right. Jack goes to 35, making it closer. As an adjective, this word means up to date. As a noun, Jack?
Current.
It's the main flow of a river. You're right. Current it is. Whoa. Jack goes up to 40, but Andra, for the third time today, you've got the lead. You've got $59. Buck's in second place at 45. You might like this, Summer.
Andrea, you'll turn over a new leaf on your beautiful trip to New England. We'll fly two of you from Los Angeles for a 7-day escorted tour. You'll enjoy the spectacular sights of autumn in Vermont's Green Mountains and New Hampshire's lovely Lake Country. This great trip is normally priced at $2,336. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $16.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Thank you, David. Thank you, Summer. That looks wonderful. $2,336 trip. Did your husband tell you if a trip comes up, you should maybe buy that?
He loves to travel.
Isn't that nice? Trip to New Hampshire. You have a $14 lead. That trip costs $16. If you bought it, you would be trailing by $2. It's such a great deal. I'm going to leave the price right where it is. If you want it, you are taking the chance. You'll be trailing by $2. Going once. Don't you join the buy. She'll take the chance. She will take the trip, and that gets Andra up somewhere in the neighborhood of $5,000 in cash and prizes already. But as we knock the $16 off the score, she is trailing, and $5 separate all three players. Down to the wire we go right after this. Well, look at that score. Jack at $40. Andra's picked up a lot of lovely things at 43. Buck in the lead at 45. $5 separate all three players. Let's get back with this. The world's tallest building, the Sears Tower. Andra.
It's in Chicago.
It is indeed in Chicago, and Andra goes back into the lead again. Name the famous Portuguese sailor who commanded Andra?
Christopher Columbus.
Oh, commanded the first expedition to circumvent the globe. Quick buzzer cost you. It's Magellan. Magellan, you lose $5, and now again you trail by two as we knock the $5 off. What popular television series began with a theme song, Suicide is Painless? Jack?
MASH.
MASH it is, and Jack ties Buck for second place. Hope it will lead, I beg your pardon, at 45. $2 separate all three players. Well, you found some money cards. The $15 money card from before remains up there. We add, with the third and final Fame Game, a $25 money card. Could be the difference in a close game. We are looking for a famous person. I was born about 1872 and grew up to become a vital, dominating figure. I stole horses as a youth, but underwent religious conversion in my 20s. In 1903, I was acclaimed as a great prophet and healer. Jack, taking a chance.
Amy Semple McPherson.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, you stay at 45. I'll continue for Andra and Buck. Looking for a famous person. I was acclaimed as a prophet and healer. The son of the Tsar was afflicted. Andra.
John Smith.
Incorrect. No. Don't say anything more because now, Buck, you have the rest of the question all to yourself. So don't shout out any answers in the audience, please. It may become more clear. It's just for Buck as we finish. The son of the Tsar was afflicted with hemophilia. I stopped the boy's bleeding through hypnosis. In 1916, three conservatives plied me with poison and finally shot me to death. I was known as Russia's mad monk. I am...
Rasputin.
You got it. You got that pick of the board. When the other players answer incorrectly, you get the whole rest of that long question. And, Buck, what number looks good?
Number 9.
And behind number nine, we have
$15 money card.
Behind the number seven.
It was down in the other corner, but Buck found that big $25 money card. We add that to his score, and Buck vaults into the lead. Now all three players are back in. As we finish up the game with the speed round, that's as many questions as we can get in 60 seconds. So may I have 60 seconds on the clock? Looking at the score, Buck now in the lead at $70. Andre at 43, Jack at 45. Good luck to three good players. As we finish the game, starting the speed round, now, on TV Star Trek, Leonard Nimoy's character was Andra.
Buck.
Right. What is Popeye's favorite vegetable? Andra.
Spinach.
Right. What must you be able to do to become a member of a glee club? Andra.
You gotta be singing.
Right. Name the sweet yellow fluid bees make from the nectar. Andra.
Honey.
Right. In what popular comic strip does Peppermint Patty appear? Buck.
Peanuts.
Right. How many strings are there on a standard violin? Jack.
Four.
Right. Who invented the phonograph? Jack.
Mark, Bell.
Wrong. What book of the Bible contains the story of Noah? Jack.
Genesis.
Right. Name the TV miniseries that told the story of Kunta Kinte. Jack.
Roots.
Right. By what nickname do we know the playwright Thomas Lanier Williams? Jack.
Tennessee Williams.
Right. Name the European capital served by Heathrow Airport. Jack.
London.
Right. What tree branch is regarded as a symbol of peace? Jack.
Olive.
Right. In what state will you find the Grand Canyon? Andra.
Arizona.
Right. Who wrote the novel, The Call of the Time? Buck, you are the champion by $5 in a very close game. Congratulations. Wow. Great game went right down to the wire. First of all, to wrap up, who invented the phonograph? It was Thomas Edison who invented the phonograph. And we've got to say goodbye to a couple of good players. And Jack, you made a battle of it there towards the end. Unfortunately, you didn't pick up anything along the way. We do have some nice parting gifts for you and the cash in front of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Andre, boy, you did great. How can we say you lost? You've got that lovely ladies' ring, the stereo, the trip to New England, $968 in cash, a one-day total of $5,170-odd. Congratulations. And our new champion, Buck Riley, is going with me. Come on, Buck, let's go shopping up here. Well, congratulations. Buck, got some lovely things back here in our sales room. You are the winner. You've got $75. Just say yes, and you have bought this.
Be a smooth operator with this great portable cellular car telephone. Operates on standard current or its own rechargeable batteries. Comes in an aluminum case for use at home or office. Furnished by Leader Communications. And this fantastic prize, normally priced at $3,000, yours for only $85 on sale of the century.
Oh, David sure enjoys his work there. Now, Buck, forget about that price. You won with $75, and of course, the amount of money that you have determines your prize, but you're entitled to that first prize, so ignore the $85. I will sell you that for your $75. Or you could pass on that. Take the risk that you could win again and add to your total. Put your $75 in the bank. If you get up to $195, Buck, you could walk away with this.
Take the high road to adventure with this thrilling dune buggy. A new Santoy's two-seater, steering brakes, lots of chrome and quartz driving lights, designed for easy night vision, furnished by Santoy's. And this prize, normally priced at $6,100, yours for only $195 on sale of the century.
So, better prize. It costs more. You would have to earn more. You'd have to take that risk. Now, what do you do for a living, Buck?
I'm a computer programmer.
Computer programmer? Well, that might not be the mode of transportation for a computer programmer. Many prizes up the line, but do you know, Buck, if you got up to $610, a computer programmer would look great driving around in this.
Step up to luxury with the Cadillac Eldorado. A gorgeous convertible with the sportiness of a custom personal car and the comfort and engineering sophistication of a great luxury car. Furnished by Modern Motors. And this prize, normally priced at $35,679, yours for only $610 on sale of the century.
So you keep winning, you keep adding to your total, and you can keep getting better prizes. Do you know if you get up to $830 that I will give you everything we've got on this stage, plus this?
A cash jackpot of $50,000!
In total, you have the knowledge, continue to win. You can walk away with $123,659 in cash and prizes. Buck's got a decision to make. Does he want to take that phone and leave, or take the risk and come back and try for bigger and better things? We'll get the decision in a moment. Back with our champion, Buck Riley. Buck, you have enough money now in your bank that you could very easily say yes and buy that lovely phone. You could leave with that mobile phone. Or put your money into the bank, taking the risk that you could win again, add to your total. The next thing up the line is the dune buggy. Are you going to take the phone, or are you coming back?
I'm coming back.
He's coming back. So we'll put his money in the bank. He'll meet two new challengers. We add $1,000 to that cash jackpot. It goes to $51,000 next time on Sale of the Century.
Manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.